This is Brian, and you're listening to Bringlese Daily. Welcome back. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Hello, hello, and welcome back to the newest episode of Bringlese Daily. Guys, today is Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024, and thank you so much for joining me on this beautiful Tuesday. As we always do, let's begin today's episode with a challenge, but not just any challenge, it's a translation challenge. So I want you to translate the following sentence. Catturare quel momento è stato duro ma necessario. How would you guys say that in English? Catturare quel momento è stato duro ma necessario. And later, I will translate that sentence, and later, you will also realize why that is today's translation challenge. So, that being said, now is a perfect time to begin today's one big thing. And the title of today's one big thing is Tragedy by the Sea. I did not choose that title. That is a specific title of a very famous photograph. It's actually a photograph that won the Pulitzer Prize for photography back in 1955. And of course, I see the image. I'm looking at it right now. It's not necessarily a beautiful image, but it is very meaningful. So I want to share the background and the story of the image that is titled Tragedy by the Sea. In the photo, you see a young couple. And by the way, I forgot to mention, the photo was taken on April 2nd, 1954. So literally 70 years ago today. That's why I chose this episode. 70 years ago, exactly today, on April 2nd, 1954, a little boy, only 19 months old, went missing. This happened in California. The little boy's name was Michael. And in their California home, they lived close to the sea. They lived close to the ocean. All of a sudden, the parents realized that their little baby Michael was missing. And someone shouted, "Something's happening on the beach." And it caused some commotion. It caused some movement. Nearby was the photographer for the Los Angeles Times, a man named John Gaunt. And Mr. Gaunt, as I said, was near when he heard someone say, "Something's happening on the beach." So he grabbed his camera and he ran out to the beach. When he ran out there, he saw a young couple. And that was the young couple in the photo. The couple are holding each other. It appears that the woman is not letting the man enter into the sea. And it's a very strong, powerful photo. You can see the expression on the woman's face. Obviously, she looks very concerned and devastated. And the man looks determined. He's looking into the sea. He wants to run into the water and try to find his missing boy. That moment was captured by John Gaunt, the photographer, and the title of the photo is Tragedy by the Sea. Unfortunately, as most of you could predict, the baby was not found anytime soon, but 3 days later, about 2 kilometers from where the photo was taken, the little boy's body surfaced and someone saw it And of course, it was Michael. So Michael had probably, you know, he moved along the current about 2 kilometers. And on April 5th, 3 days after going missing, his body was found. So I really wanted to share the story of the photo more than the reason for the photo, which of course is tragic. The photo is titled Tragedy by the Sea, and this photo was taken literally 70 years ago. That's a very sad story, but in any case, I hope you guys enjoyed listening to that. And let's transition over to today's question of the day. And today's question is, are you a fan of abstract art? L'arte astratto. Are you a fan? Do you like it? And if I could only give a one-word answer, I would say no. But I want to give more than a one-word answer, of course. This is a podcast. So in general, as a person, I like things that are real. I like things that truly exist. I'm a logical and rational person. I'm not saying that's better than being a more emotional or artistic person. They both have pros and cons. We should probably have at least a little bit of both. But with that in mind, it becomes obvious that abstract art is not my favorite kind of art, and I wouldn't say I'm a big fan of it. On the other hand, when I see realistic art, or I see paintings that I can actually understand, or a sculpture of something that looks real, I appreciate it much more. Think about today's one big thing. The photo is 100% real. The photo tells a real story, and you can see real emotion, and you can feel the real response inside your heart when you see a photo like that. It's not up to you to interpret, oh wow, this painting makes me feel lust because the red mixed with the orange gives me a feel. No, there's really no interpretation. You see it and you can react. There is interpretation. You can interpret how to react. But as a general rule of my lifestyle, I like real things, and abstract art isn't necessarily real. I don't really understand it. You know, there's the classic argument that anyone could make abstract art. You just have to flick some paint onto the canvas, and then you could say, this is abstract art. And anyone can do that, right? I do not agree with that. I still think abstract art takes talent in most cases, not in every case. But still, I'm not going to lie and say that I like it. If I don't understand what I'm looking at, even with a guided explanation, then I don't really like it. If I listen to a song and the music doesn't sound good to me, but people say, no, this is beautiful, I'm not going to lie and say I like it. The music doesn't sound good to me. And when I look at abstract art, the art doesn't look good to me. I also do think it takes more skill to make realistic art. I think it's simply more difficult to make realistic images and realistic people or realistic landscapes compared to just flicking paint on the canvas. So I respect realistic art more than I respect abstract art as well. I'm not saying this is objective truth. This is just my opinion. And again, I'm sure some people listening to the podcast love abstract art. It's possible that you have abstract art in your home, and it could definitely be beautiful. I could appreciate beauty in that sense, but it doesn't touch me the same way that realistic art might touch me. As part of the Italian culture, art is very important. I'm curious what my Italian followers think about that question. I'm also curious what my Italian followers think about the photograph called Tragedy by the Sea. So feel free to let me know with a YouTube comment. And with that being said, I believe it is time to answer today's translation challenge. So remember that today's sentence was catturare. Quel momento è stato duro ma necessario. Now you know why I said that sentence. How would you say catturare quel momento è stato duro ma necessario? Okay, before I give you guys the answer, I just want to remind you that I have an online school. If you enjoy my podcast, I have a feeling you would enjoy my online English school because the entire idea is to add English to my students' lives. It's not always easy to find a way to practice English, and that's why I created Bringlese Academy. You can check it out at bringlese.com. So if you check it out, thank you so much. And with that being said, the answer is capturing that moment was hard but necessary. So the verb catturare, in English we have a cognate, we say to capture. And when a verb is the subject of the sentence, it's going to be in the ing form. That's why I said capturing. When a verb is a subject, it's the ing form. Capturing quel momento, that moment. È stato duro, was hard, but necessary. So this is not the most difficult sentence. Capturing that moment was hard, but necessary. And that is today's translation challenge. As always, guys, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. We have another episode coming out in about 24 hours, so please check that out as well. And then on Thursday, we're going to have an advanced episode as well as on Friday. So I'm excited for the rest of the week. Thank you for joining me so far. And guys, as always, I will talk to you very, very soon. Peace.